Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 27 of your new life. Today's title is The Growth That Is From God. Sinclair Ferguson said, "No one enjoys being cross-examined or accused of having something wrong in their lives, but as we grow as Christians, we come to the painful recognition that we have an almost unlimited capacity for self-deception. We slowly learn that we need to be stopped in our tracks by God. He uses Scripture to do this. We cannot reach our destination if we are traveling in the wrong direction." Our text today is Colossians 2, verses 18 and 19. "Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God." Not only were the Colossian Christians facing extreme legalism, but they were also battling intense mysticism. The church was surrounded by a culture that thrived on mystic spiritual experiences. Many people in that day wanted to meet mysteriously with the unseen realm through special revelations. Paul said these people were insisting on asceticism. This means they were making strict self-discipline a requirement for their spiritual experiences. These frauds were even promoting worship of angels. As they lived by these ridiculous, self-imposed requirements, they became egotistical and puffed up because they thought they knew better than everyone else. Paul gave two startling comments about these mystics as he warned the Colossian believers. These two comments bookend Paul's description of their incredulous actions. Paul began by saying, "Let no one disqualify you." The word used here for disqualify is a word that means to give judgment against. It was a term used to describe an umpire in a contest. This term relates to what Paul writes about Christ being the head. The divine umpire will judge against all false teachers. These false teachers have been wrongly judging others based on their false assumptions. God will rightly judge them based on his perfect character as righteous judge. Paul's closing comment is found in verse 19. He declared that one could fall prey to these misleading teachings by not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. Holding fast is a New Testament word that means to take hold of the one who rules strong. It can also mean to place under one's grasp or control. If we are controlled by the Lord, then we will not be swayed by what the culture imposes. Since Christ is the head, we simply need to stay connected to Him. Our nourishment, encouragement, and protection comes from our attachment to Jesus Christ. Then our growth will be from God. Consider these questions. How is our current culture like those Paul was dealing with around the church at Colossae? How important is it that those who judge others falsely will one day be judged correctly by God? What needs to change or improve in your life so that you can hold fast to Christ? How do you recognize clearly that your spiritual growth is from God? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for growing us ever more into your likeness. Show us your mercy as we hold fast to you today. In your name we pray. Amen.